Welcome to Good TV, and welcome to our teaching today.
欢迎大家收看好消息电视台，还有我们今天的教导。
It's a great joy to be with you and to share the Word of God with you.
真的能够很开心跟大家一起来分享神的话。
Our teaching today is called Freedom from Generational Curses.
今天我们的第一集，我们要来谈到的是怎么样的脱离祖先的咒诅。
And so we're going to look into the Word of God.
所以我们要从神的话语来看。
And ask the question, well, what is a curse?
然后先来了解什么是咒诅。
What is a generational curse?
第二个，来了解什么是祖先历代的咒诅。
How does it get established in someone's family or life?
这样的一个东西怎么样的会留在我们的生命里。
How would you recognize it?
然后怎么样的辨认出来。
Most importantly, how can you be free?
接下来最重要的是我们怎么样能够脱离然后得到自由。
So if there's a generational curse operating in your life,
我们来检查这个祖先的咒诅是怎么样的运行在我们生命里。
God's desire is for you to come into place of blessing.
因为神的渴望是要让你的生命得到祝福。
So we'll pray for you at the end of the service.
就是要结束之前，我们会为你们祷告。
And we'll pray that you would be set free of these curses.
祷告你能够完全的从这样的咒诅得到自由。
So we're going to read first of all from Galatians chapter 3.
首先，我们先来看今天的第一段的经文，就是加拉太书。
Verse 13.
第三章十三节。
And it tells us about the work Jesus Christ has done for us.
这个地方讲到基督为我们成就的事。
God loves you as a person.
神他非常爱你这个人。
God's intention is for you to have a blessed life.
神他的心意是要你得到一个蒙福的生命。
When sin entered the world,
当罪来到这世界。
When the original people God created sinned against him,
就是神起初创造的人他们犯罪。
It removed them from the blessing of God.
就让他们脱离了神的祝福。
It removed them from God's favor over their life.
让他们离开了神对他们的恩宠。
And many problems have followed that.
那之后呢，就随之而来很多的问题。
In Galatians 3:13,
加拉太书三章十三节
it tells us Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree.
他讲到基督既为我们受了咒诅就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅因为经上记着凡挂在木头上都是被咒诅的
And he did this so the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Jesus Christ and we might receive the promise of the Holy Spirit through faith
这便叫亚伯拉罕的福因基督耶稣可以临到外邦人使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵
So God's desire for you is blessing
所以神他的心意是要你得到祝福。
That in each area of your life,
在你生命的每一个领域
His favor, His power, His strength comes around you and you succeed and go forward.
让他的恩宠、能力、力量都能够临到你好让你能够在所做的一切事上都蒙福。
And so God has made a promise.
所以神已经给我们应许
That if we would receive Jesus Christ,
让我们借着接受耶稣基督
His Spirit, His Holy Spirit would come and live with us.
他的圣灵就可以来到我们生命
And that through faith in Jesus Christ,
透过我们相信耶稣基督
we now become part of God's family.
我们现在成为神的一家人
And we are blessed.
那我们就蒙福了。
God's desire is blessing flow over your life.
神他这个要祝福我们的心意就可以临到我们身上。
And there are practical keys to make that blessing your own.
那我们要领受这样的一个祝福它有几个很实际的步骤。
Today we'll focus on breaking or freedom from the curses.
那今天我们要先来学习的是怎么样的脱离这个咒诅得到自由。
So the Bible tells us Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law.
圣经刚刚看到的就是基督为了救赎我们他自己成了那个受咒诅的
When it says the law, it's referring to the Ten Commandments God gave Moses.
每次圣经里头只要讲到所谓的律法就是当初神透过摩西颁发的律法
God said if you keep those laws, blessing will follow you.
从以前神他就说只要你能够遵从摩西的律法你就会得到祝福
The laws provide guidelines or boundaries for our life to be blessed
因为律法已经为我们的生命在地为人我们已经做了一个规范
But he said if you break the law
但是我们触犯了律法
then many kinds of curses will come.
就会让很多的这个咒诅临到我们
And so it tells us Christ has redeemed us from all curses.
可是圣经讲到基督已经为我们受了咒诅
That means he paid the full price.
换句话说他为我们付上完全的代价
He paid the full ransom.
他付了完全的救赎代价
To buy us out of a cursed life.And position us for a blessed life.
买赎我们脱离所有的这个律法带来的咒诅，然后让我们进入蒙福之地。
So blessings come because of our relationship with Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit working in our life.
之所以能够蒙福，是因为我们跟耶稣基督建立了关系，圣灵也来到我们生命，给我们帮助。
Cursings are empowered by evil spirits.
所谓的咒诅是。邪灵他透过一个管道 来压制我们
So what is a curse?
什么是咒诅呢
A curse is an invisible spiritual force that operates against you
所谓的咒诅是一个我们眼睛所不能看见的一种灵力它不断地来压制我们
It tells us in Deuteronomy 28 and verse 45
在这个生命记的第28章第25节
That curses come upon peopleAnd pursue them and overtake them.
他就会讲到这个地方，形容到说咒诅是怎么样的临到一个人的生命，然后不断的好像在追杀他们一样。
So when a curse is operating,
所以只要一个人的生命有咒诅
it's like you have an evil spirit pursuing you, chasing you, overtaking you, and causing problems in your life.
那种感觉就是好像你有一个不就是一个无形的一个邪灵力量一直在背后在追赶着你然后不断的就是要施压于你或者给你各种不好的东西
So when a curse is operating
只要有这种咒诅
It frustrates you
就会让一个人感到非常的丧气灰心
It makes life hard for you
会让你的人生过得很辛苦
When a curse is operating
只要有咒诅出现
All your work seems to come to nothing.
你不管做什么工作，你就会觉得好像徒劳无功。
You seem to be frustrated as though something is working against you.
你总是会觉得不管做什么都碰壁，让你很灰心丧气。
And curses, once they have been released, continue.
那一旦这个咒诅被释放出来，它就会持续下去。
They are empowered by an evil spirit.
因为他们从邪灵得到了一个帮助力量。
They continue to operate in your life until they are broken.
一直会在你的生命发生它的影响力，直到它被断开为止。
And not only that, curses can come from one generation to another.
不只是这样，咒诅也可以从上一代一直延续到下一代。
So some of you who are listening and watching today,
所以今天你们在收看这个节目的一些朋友
there are curses operating in your life.
可能有一些咒诅
partly because of things you've done.
是来自于你个人的行为
but also because of the actions of your parents and those who went before you.
可是也有一些它会是来自你你前面的这个列祖
Just as we are linked genetically through our physical DNA,
就好像我们的身体我们知道有所谓的这个遗传基因
We are connected back through the generations to people who went before us.
我们这个遗传基因是可以从家族的这个血液里头可以验得出来的
The sins they commit can open a door for spirits to pursue us.
那在属灵方面也是一样，我们的祖先他们所犯的罪，就会让这样的一个咒诅一直延续到我们身上。
And Jesus was born into the world.
那耶稣基督他诞生在这世上。
In order to bring an end to cursing.
他的目的是要来断绝所有一切咒诅。
And position us for blessing.
把我们放到一个蒙福之地。
There's a story in the Bible.
在圣经有一个故事。
It's found in Mark chapter 9.
这是在马可福音第九章。
And a man came to Jesus.
有一个人来找耶稣。
And he had a child who was troubled with an evil spirit.
他的这个他带了一个孩子，因为他孩子受邪灵的折磨。
His health was crippled.
那这个让孩子身体就很不健康。
Now behind it was a spirit.
原来在他的背后是有一个邪灵。
And Jesus asked him a question.
所以耶稣就问他一个问题。
How long has this problem been here?
他说这个孩子这样的生病已经多久了？
From a very little child.
爸爸就说从小的时候就这样。
Indicates it was most likely a generational curse.
这个暗示的就是这个问题应该是从这个家族的这个历代祖先所来的。
So what would be the evidence a curse is operating?
那我们要怎么样能够去辨认出是有咒诅在一个人的身上运行
？If there is a curse operating, there should be some evidence of it.
如果一个人的生命是有咒诅，其实是可以从一些外表的这个征兆看得出来。
And so I want to identify for you.
所以今天我要教大家怎么辨认出
some of the characteristics of cursing in your life.
就是你生命当中是不是 有哪一些的咒诅
These are not just a one-off incident. It's like a cycle or a constant pattern in your life.
因为通常是咒诅造成的问题，它会是一种循环性的，而不是某一次才发生。
And these indications are found in the book of Deuteronomy 28.
那这个呢，其实是从《生命记》第二十八章可以看到的。
So let me list for you the ways you could identify a curse was operating.
所以现在我就把它整个列举出来，帮助你以后能够去辨认出来你的一些问题是造是不是咒诅造成的。
What empowers it is an evil spirit.
那这个咒诅之所以有运行，是因为邪灵在动工。
And it will produce some fruit, which is obvious after you start to look at it.
当你开始去辨认的时候，你就会发现原来它是已经在你的身上造成一些结果。
So there would be patterns of certain things keep repeating.
你就可以去观察出来说原来它是已经好像成为一种模式然后一直循环的重复发生。
So as you think about your life,
那你开始先检查你的生命。
And then you think about your parents,
那你再回头去想你的父母亲还有你的家族。
And perhaps your grandparents,
甚至是你的祖父母。
You may recognize evidence of this repeated problem occurring.
你可能就会发现原来从他们上一代呢或上几代就好像都有这样的一个模式。
And let me list them for you now.
好我现在把它一一列举。
All of these are found in Deuteronomy 28.
所有这些都在生命记二十八章。
In verse 28,
从二十八节。
Patterns of mental and emotional breakdown.
我们就可以先看到的是一个人他的从他的精神上面就先开始就好像崩溃一样。
If there are patterns in your family line of mental and emotional breakdown,
所以在你的家族里如果你发现有几个人他们有精神的问题。
Confusion, depression,
混乱沮丧
could well be empowered by an evil spirit.
通常它很可能是从邪灵来的。
In Deuteronomy 28, verse 21 and 60,
还有在这个生命记的第二十八章十六节
chronic sickness or repeated sickness.
它这个地方讲到的是一种好像你的一种长期慢性的疾病
sicknesses which are in your family.
那这样的好像，比方你在家族里面会看到
sicknesses which keep repeating.
有这种每很多人都会发生同样的疾病。
So you look at your family history.
所以如果你看你的家族病史
you may find repeated weakness in the DNA and cycles of sickness happening.
你可能就会发现到说，原来在我家族病史当中，真的就是有某种所谓的医生讲的这种好像遗传疾病。
Sometimes it's allergies.
有一些是过敏。
Things like asthma.
比方说气喘。
Cancer.
And cancer,
yes.
或者是癌症。
So here's a third area.
那第三。
In Deuteronomy 28:18.
是在二十八章十八节。
Problems in the woman in their womb.
这个地方讲到的是在妇女疾病。
Specifically barrenness, miscarriages,
and also
fertility problems or bleeding problems.
不孕或者是会出血。或者是一些我们就是妇女上面这一方面相关的疾病。
In Deuteronomy 28 verse 18, it says that the fruit of the body is cursed.
它因为在二十八章十八节讲说，你生所生的会受咒诅。
Which means barrenness or inability to have children.
这个意思就讲到就是没有办法受孕或不孕，没有就是没有办法生小孩。
Repeated miscarriages.
或者是重复性的流产。
In fact, in the book of Hosea, chapter 9, verse 14,
在何西阿书第九章十四节
when it's talking about idolatry,
讲到这个所谓的拜偶像
it says a consequence of idolatry is the womb casts out the children before they come to fullness.
很清楚的讲到一个人或者一个国家只要犯了拜偶像的罪他们的孩子就会未到期就流产 而死。
A fourth sign of a curse.
那另外第四个
are marriage and family breakdowns.
就是婚姻破裂或家族分裂。
Repeated patterns of breakdown in marriages, breakdowns in family where people are alienated from one another.
就是你会发现在家族当中好像好几个世代一代一代的都会有家族婚姻的问题或家庭问题。
Things like patterns of divorce.
比方说看到离婚。
Constant fighting and arguing and quarreling.
或者是家庭里头总是有就是不断的争吵。
The breakdown in relationship with children.
或者是亲子之间都有很严重的问题。
Children being carried away into captivity to drugs or alcohol or other kinds of things.
或者是儿女们呢总是好像到了某一个年龄层就开始会去这个吸毒啦犯罪等等。
A fifth evidence of a curse are patterns of financial setback and loss.
第五个这个咒诅的征兆就是会很多代就会出现一个财务上面的缺乏。
So you make plans to succeed, but just when you're about to succeed, something always goes wrong.
你发现不只是你会家族总是好像每一次离成功就只差一步之远，然后一切就又都全部都没了。
This could include constant layoffs at work, constant problems or inability to keep a job.
比方说另外一种是好像很多人就是你就会总是会遇到一个失业或被裁员的问题。
Constant problems with things breaking down, money going out to repair damages.
那另外一种状况就是好像总是家里就会哪里出问题，车子出问题，房子出问题，你总是要花钱去修补。
Patterns of unexpected financial failure, lack and breakdown.
总是在财务的上面会有各种不同大小状况发生，好让你钱都留不住。
So these are patterns of things not working out continually in the family line.
那这样的一个东西，你会发现在家族里头，好像总是会有一些人有这样的状况。
Sixth evidence of a curse.
咒诅的第六个征兆。
It's being accident prone.
就是容易发生事故，意外事故。
In other words, you constantly seem to have these unusual accidents.
就是好像你不管再小心，就很容易发生意外事故。
Tripping up, damaging limbs, accidents.
就是摔倒啦，或者是手受伤、脚受伤。
If we find that there is a pattern of unexplained accidents keep happening, then there's some curse of some kind operating.
如果你发现你不管多小心，总是容易发生一些意外事故，那你就可以知道大概就是咒诅造成。
Often one member in the family seems to have that problem.
或者是你家族当中就会有一个人，他容易发生意外事故。
They seem to be the unlucky one.
然后大家总是觉得他就是很倒霉的那个人。
But actually behind it is a spiritual curse.
其实他在他的背后是有一个邪灵在那边运行。
Another sign that a curse is operating in a family.
那在家族当中另外出现的一种咒诅。
A history in the family of suicides or premature deaths.
就是自杀或者是就是过早死亡。
In other words, there's people have had an accidental death and died young.
比方说呢，是因为意外事故而就是很早很年轻的时候就英年早逝。
Patterns of the firstborn dying.
或者是呢，家族当中总是第一胎的孩子会夭折。
Accidental deaths that seem to be too many to be just in one family.
你就会发现，好像很多代里头总是不同，就是旁系家族也会出现，会有人因为意外事故而死亡。
An eighth evidence of a curse are mistreatment and abuse in the family line.
第八个咒诅的征兆就是在家族当中会发现到有这种所谓的虐待侵犯的问题。
Where patterns of physical abuse or sexual abuse or mental abuse continue to work through a person's life.
这样的虐待侵犯可能是言语上、肉体上或者在性行为上面性侵犯这一类的。
And finally, another evidence of a curse.
最后一个这个征兆
is the inability to settle down, form roots, and constant relationships.
就是很难一个人或者这个家族他们很难在一个地方生根定居下来。
So we've listed now a number of evidences of a curse.
所以刚才我们列举出了大概九到十点的这个征兆。
They are patterns that seem to keep repeating.
那我们强调的就是它好像是一种模式重复的发生。
They are negative, they are destructive, and they are empowered by an evil spirit.
是非常消极而且甚至是有破坏力毁灭性。那这些的背后就是有邪灵。
If you have some of those patterns operating in your life,
如果你现在发现你生命当中有一些这个状况，
it may well be demonic forces are operating against you, and you are being cursed instead of blessed.
那这个就很可能就是因为有邪灵在背后，他在你的身上不断的在释放出这样的咒诅。
God's heart is for you to be free from cursing and walk in blessing.
可是要知道，神对你的心意是要你要能够完全脱离这个，得到自由，走进祝福。
Blessing is the opposite to cursing.
所谓的祝福就是刚好跟咒诅完全相反。
Behind the curse is an evil power.An evil spirit destroying our life.
所谓的咒诅就是它的背后有邪灵，它要来毁灭我们的人生。
The power of blessing is the Holy Spirit, God's Spirit working in you and touching every aspect of your life.
但是祝福呢，是在它的背后有神的灵，就是圣灵，在它背后运行，给我们力量，让我们所做的一切都兴盛。
In the book of Ephesians, chapter 1 and verse 3.
在以弗所书的第一章第三节
It tells us that God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Jesus Christ.
他 很清楚地讲到说，神透过耶稣基督已经把我们所需要的各样福气都已经准备给我们了。
When people sin,
所以当人犯罪，
it opens the door to evil spirits and cursing.
就会打开门，让邪灵会进来，还有咒诅进来。
Jesus had a sinless life.
但是耶稣在这地上没有犯罪。
God came to earth in the person of Jesus Christ.
就他圣经讲到，耶稣就是神道成肉身。
Jesus lived a life without sin.
但是耶稣他在这地上的人生完全没有犯罪。
So when he died on the cross,
所以当他被钉死在十字架上，
he died to free us from curses,
他是为了要叫我们脱离咒诅而死，
so we could be positioned for blessing.
好让我们能够进入到祝福里。
He lived the perfect life.
他过了一个很完全的生命。
So the Bible says when we become attached to him,
所以圣经讲当我们与耶稣基督连接，
we become one with him,
我们就跟他合一了。
The blessing and favor upon him comes upon us.
在他身上所有这一切的祝福就会临到我们。
So God has blessed us.
所以神已经祝福我们了。
It's already taken place.
这已经发生了。
I don't have to struggle to be blessed.
表示说我不需要再好像很费力的去得到这样的祝福。
I need to be set free from cursing.
我要做的是要脱离咒诅。
Through the power of God.
这是透过神的能力才能做到。
And that takes place as I become joined to Jesus Christ.
只要这样发生之后，我就跟耶稣完全连接。
Now my life will be blessed.
我的生命就会蒙福。
So I don't have to struggle to get blessing.
所以我不是费力的要去赢得这样的祝福。
I have to see myself as a blessed person.
我必须要认得自己是已经蒙福的人。
I'm blessed because I'm a child of God.
我蒙福是因为我是神的儿女。
I'm blessed because my father is a good father.
我蒙福是因为我在天上的父是一个好父亲。
I'm blessed because God's favor is upon me.
我蒙福是因为神的恩宠在我身上。
Blessing is given to me.
那他已经把祝福给我。
And that blessing is released in my life.
他已经向我释放这个祝福。
As I trust God.
所以当我信靠神。
And choose to live out like a blessed man.
然后选择我要活出我就是一个蒙福的人的样子。
So this is called faith.
这个就叫做信心。
Believing what God says,
就是相信神已经说的话。
Trusting the person of Jesus Christ,
相信耶稣基督。
So I don't have to struggle to make my life blessed.
所以我不是努力的要让我的生命蒙福。
I can come to a rest in my heart.
我的内心可以进入到安息。
Because I'm connected to God.
因为我已经跟神连接。
My sins are forgiven.
我的罪得到饶恕。
Curses are now broken.
现在咒诅也被断开。
I am blessed.
我蒙福了。
Now, does that mean everything works out for me?
但是这个代表我人生一切就会一帆风顺吗？
No, it does not.
是，当然不是。
But what it does mean is this.
但是它代表的是。
That every situation I find myself in.
就是我人生不管遇到任何境况。
God can turn it around for good for me.
神都能够叫万事互相效力，让我得益处。
How wonderful to live in blessing.
那你想想看，这样的一个生活是不是很美好？
What a rest it brings to you,
这样子就会有一种安息。
You don't have to struggle,
你不用再去费力。
You don't have to compete,
你不用跟人家比较。
You don't have to live in fear,
也不需要活在恐惧当中。
You don't have to grieve and worry over difficulties,
也不需要因为这些的这些的这样的一个困难或者是挑战觉得难过。
We have a loving and powerful Father in heaven,
你会一直活在这个天父给你的能力当中。
Who sees us as his son,
因为耶稣基督是他的儿子。
And tells us he has blessed us.
然后也告诉我们说他已经祝福我们。
God has blessed us with every blessing.
神已经把各样的福气都给我们了。
Blessed mind, blessed body.
我的心思意念蒙福，身体蒙福。
Blessed marriage, blessed family.
婚姻家庭都蒙福。
Blessed finances.
财务蒙福。
Blessings everywhere I go.
不管我走到哪都蒙福。
So if I'm a blessed man,
当我是个蒙福的人，
how then do I run my life?
那你想我会怎么样的经营我的人生？
So the Bible teaches us how to live like a blessed person.
所以圣经就教导我们怎么样去活出一个蒙福的生命。
Because I'm blessed,
因为我蒙福了。
Because God is my source,
因为神是我一切的资源源头。
I can live differently to the way I lived before.
所以我就能够用一个前所未有的方式来生活。
I can become generous and sow.
我可以过得更慷慨。
I can give to others.
我很愿意的去施予给别人，因为神是我一切的源头。
And giving is the evidence I'm a blessed man.
那当我能够去慷慨施予的时候，表示我是蒙福的人。
So many people live in fear and cursing around their finances.
很多人他就是活在一种财务的恐惧当中。
They think that they control their finances.
他们认为只要他们能够掌控财务。
But their finances control them.
可是没有 有想到，其实他们是被财务控制。
Because they live in fear.
因为他们活在恐惧里。
So when we know we're a blessed person,
所以当我们知道我们是一个蒙福的人
，our life becomes a generous life.
我们的人生命就成一个慷慨的生命。
When you're living under cursing,
可是如果我们活在咒诅底下
，you always think you never have enough.
永远都会想我总是不够用。
And you never have enough.
那你真的就永远不够用。
When you live a blessed life,
可是如果我是活出一个蒙福的生命
，you're grateful for what God has done.
你会为神所给你的，你充满感恩。
And you become generous to other people.
你就会对随处对人都是慷慨的。
You're not generous so God can bless you.
你知道说你慷慨，因为神他会继续祝福你。
You're generous because you are blessed.
你会慷慨是因为你知道神已经祝福你。
And you want to be a blessing to others.
所以你就会愿意去赐福给别人。
God promises to bless us.
神已经应许要祝福我们。
So we can be a blessing to others.
好，让我们也能够成为别人的祝福。他爱我们。
So we can love others.
我们也可以爱别人。
To be generous to us.
那他慷慨对我们
，so we can be generous to others.
我们也可以慷慨对待别人。
To be merciful to us.
他以恩慈待我们
，so we can be merciful to others.
我们也可以以恩慈待别人。
So the blessed life is an overflowing life.
所以一个蒙福的生命，它是一个就是源源不断涌流出去的生命。
It's a generous life.
是一个很慷慨的生命。
Now, when we come back in a few moments,
我们待会休息回来之后
we're going to share with you how curses get established in people's lives.
我们就要来分享咒诅怎么样在一个人的生命生根
what you can do to get free of them.
然后你接下来要怎么做可以脱离
and then we will pray for you.
最后我们会为你祷告
So don't forget to join us in a few moments.
所以待会休息请你要回来
as we continue this session on freedom from generational curses.
我们会继续讲到怎么样的脱离这种祖先的咒诅
Our desire and God's desire
我们还有神对你的渴望是
is for you to be blessed
就是要你看到你蒙福
to be free of the curses and the demons that have followed you
完全脱离邪灵还有这些咒诅
and to enjoy the presence of God, the presence of His Spirit and blessing
享受神的同在圣灵的同在享受神的祝福
Back to Good TV.
欢迎大家回来收看
And welcome to our teaching on freedom from curses.
还有我们今天所谈的主题是怎么样脱离咒诅得到自由
Particularly freedom from generational curses.
特别是一个从祖先历代来的这种咒诅
So in the first session, we looked at generational curses. We looked at curses and blessings.
我们刚刚上半段我们谈到的是这个咒诅跟祝福之间的差别。
We found God's heart and desire for you to be blessed in every area of your life.
我们也先帮助大家认识到你怎么样知道神的心意是要你蒙福的。
Sin opens the door for cursings.
可是我们的生命如果有犯罪，就会让咒诅进来。
We found the power behind a blessing in your life is the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God.
然后我们也讲到的就是一个祝福背后的力量是从神来的。
And the power behind a cursing is an evil spirit.
这个咒诅背后运行的力量是从邪灵来。
And we also discovered that curses can be identified by the fruit, what they produce in your life.
那我们也谈到咒诅会在我们的身上造成什么样的一些结果。
And we gave you a number of ways you could recognize if a curse is operating in your life.Even operating in your family background.
所以我们也简单的列出几个征兆，好让你帮助你能够去辨认出来你生命有没有这样的一些的状况。那通常的话，有这些问题就是从家族咒诅造成。
So, we now want to have a look at the causes of a curse.
那我们现在要谈的是咒诅造成的原因。
How does a curse become established in a person's life?
咒诅怎么样的能够在一个人的生命里面生根
？And then how could they be set free?
然后一个人辨认出之后要怎么样得到自由
？So in Proverbs chapter 26 and verse 2,
我们首先来看箴言二十六章第二节。
God's word tells us, like a flitting sparrow, like a flying swallow, a curse without a cause shall not come down or alight.
神说。麻雀往来，叶子翻飞，这样无故的咒诅也必不临到。
So if a curse is present, there's always a reason for it.
表示说，只要有咒诅出现，就一定有原因。
If you want to get rid of the curse, find the reason it's there and remove it.
表示我们如果要脱离咒诅，我们一定要先找出原因，然后除掉这个原因就好了。
So let's give you some reasons why curses may be in your family background and therefore have come into your own life.
所以我们现在就列举几个造成咒诅的原因。
Exodus 20 talks about curses following people.
这个二十章里面就讲到就是咒诅怎么样的一直随着一个人的生命或一个家族。
And God is speaking to his people, the people he loves, the people he has redeemed.
这一段的经文是神他对他所爱的他所拣选的子民说话
And he forbids idolatry
那特别讲到他禁止这些百姓拜偶像
These are the part of the Ten Commandments
那这个也是十诫中的一诫
Verse 3 You shall have no other gods before me
第三节除了我以外你不可有别的神
You shall not make yourself a carved image of any likeness of anything in heaven above or the earth beneath or in the water under the earth
不可为自己雕刻偶像，也不可做什么形象，仿佛上天下地和地底下水中的百物。
You shall not bow down nor serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God.
不可跪拜那些像，也不可侍奉他，因为我耶和华你的神是忌邪的神。
So what God is saying is, I love you passionately.
神他在讲的是，我是以一个极大的热情在爱你。
I have made you to enjoy a relationship with you.
我创造你是要让你跟我建立关系。
You are made in my image and likeness.
你是照按照我的形象样式所造的。
And I made you for friendship.
今天我造了你是要让你跟我建立一个友谊。
And when you bow down to idols,
可是当你选择去跪拜偶像
when you worship my enemies,
当你在跪拜我的敌人
it grieves me.
就让我很忧伤。
And it says there's a consequence that happens when we turn away from the living God and turn to idols.
所以这个地方就讲到，当我们选择去拜偶像，而不去拜这位活，又真又活的神，就会有一些的后果。
And it says, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me.But showing mercy to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments.
第五节的后半句，恨我的，我必追讨他的罪，自父及子，直到三四代；爱我、守我诫命的，我必向他们发慈爱，直到千代。
So cursings are not random.
所以咒诅它不是好像就是偶然发生的。
They are there for a reason. Something initiated it.
会有咒诅就一定有原因。
In this particular case, it's talking about idolatry.
那我们刚刚看的这一段经文，特别是拜偶像造成。
When you worship an idol,
当你拜偶像
then you are bowing down to an evil spirit.
你就是在跪拜一个邪灵。
It is not the true God, it's a substitute for him.
那个不是真神，而是一个人造出来想要取代真神的东西。
It's not a kind, loving God who is a father to you.
那这个邪灵他不是一个充满慈爱爱你的天父。
But it's an evil spirit who will seek opportunity to destroy you.
而是魔鬼邪灵他总是想找机会来咒诅你。
So God says the consequence of idolatry is it affects the third and fourth generation of those who do it.
所以神讲得很清楚，只要在家族当中有人拜过偶像，这样的一个罪，咒诅就会延续到三四代。
Think about this.
那你想一想。
If you go to a doctor,
比方说你去找医生
he will ask for your family medical history.
通常医生会问你家族病史。
Because he knows if there's a sickness in the family, that may be a reason why you have it.
因为他就会从家族病史当中就可以知道为什么你会有这个病。
There's a weakness in the physical structure of the body, of the DNA.
那是一个在身体当中有一个某种这种比较容易生病的基因。
Spiritually, the same thing happens.
同样的属灵也是。
When someone bows down and worship idols,
当某一代他们拜偶像
they open the doorway for an evil spirit to enter their life.
那个世代他们就打开门让邪灵进入
And a curse is initiated in the family line that flows down for four generations.
所招致的咒诅就会从那一代开始一直延续到三四代
There are some curses last for longer.
那有一些咒诅甚至会延续得更长
For example, in Deuteronomy 23, verse 2 and 3,
比方说在申命记23章2到3节
it tells us that if someone is born illegitimately,
还有讲到说我们讲到说私生子
they're born outside marriage or wedlock,
私生子就是在婚姻以外所生的
then cursing comes around that child's life.
那这样这个私生子他本身就会带来一个咒诅
The cursing that follows are spirits of rejection and abandonment.
这样的一种属灵性的咒诅就是一种拒绝还有遗弃
The child struggles, never feeling good enough, never feeling accepted.
这种小孩他通常从小他就会一直觉得他没有他不被人爱不被人接受
So there are certain activities will open the door for curses.
所以你会发现我们人所犯的一些的错就会招致咒诅
Most of these are found in Deuteronomy 27.
那大部分的咒诅你会在生命记二十七章看到。
But let me list some of them for you.
那现在我们先来列举几项。
They're not in order of importance, but they're a list of things you could understand, open the door for cursing.
是透过我们所列举出来这些项目帮助你去查验你自己人生有没有这个问题。
Deuteronomy 27:15, idolatry will open the door for cursing.
二十七章的十五节讲到拜偶像会带来这个咒诅。
Deuteronomy 18:9-14, it tells us occult practices will open the doorway for cursing.
还有生命记的十九章十八十九节也讲到，当我们是在雕刻偶像的，也会来招致咒诅。
By occult practices, we mean fortune telling, or sorcery, or calling up the dead.
他讲到的是一种异端邪术。当我们是去开始接触到异端邪术，也会让咒诅临到我们。
In Deuteronomy 27:16, it says.Dishonoring and disrespecting your parents opens the door for cursing in your life.
还有生命记二十七章十六节讲到，我们轻慢父母、不敬重父母，也会招致咒诅。
In fact, in the commandments that God gave,
事实上在神所颁发的十诫里
one commandment has a blessing.
其中一条诫命是带有祝福的。
If you honor your parents,
就是你只要尊荣父母
treat them with respect and value,
敬重你的父母
you'll live long.
你就会在地上享长寿
well for you.
而且生命会充满祝福
So honoring your parents is a vital key to walking in a blessed life.
所以尊荣敬重父母就能够让你的人生顺遂
But dishonoring and disrespect opens the door for cursing patterns of destruction in your life.
可是不敬重父母轻慢父母就会让你的生命充满一连串的咒诅和问题
In Deuteronomy 27:17
在二十七章十七节
Those who mistreat the weak or mistreat those who are frail, there's a cursing follows them.
这个我们中文是讲到挪移邻舍地界，换句话说就是我们在欺负一些弱小弱势的人。
Unlawful sexual relationships can also open the doorway for evil spirits.
那另外一个就是我们就是一个不合法的这种性行为，那它本身也是一样，也会招致咒诅。
For example, molesting someone,raping someone, going to a prostitute, all of these open the door for cursings in the family line.
所谓的不合法的性行为指的就是什么？我们去嫖妓，或者是我们这个在婚前的性行为，或者是性侵犯、强暴这一类的。
So God forbids these things in Deuteronomy 27:20.
那这个是生命记二十七章第二十节神清楚讲到的。
Violence and abuse opens the doorway for cursing in Deuteronomy 27:24.
还有生命记二十七章二十四节讲到这种行暴力的这种暴行，它也会带来咒诅。
Anti-Semitism, where people are against the Jews or the Jewish people, or they curse them or mistreat them, in Genesis 12 verse 3, this brings a curse upon your life.
然后创世纪的十二章三节也讲到，只要是反犹太人、敌对犹太人的这样的人，他也同样的会招致咒诅。
In Zechariah chapter 5 verse 3 to 4, it tells us that when you steal and then lie to cover it up, a curse will enter your household.
撒迦利亚书第五章三到四节也讲到，当我们犯了罪又想要把它隐瞒起来的话，也会招致咒诅。
Another cause of cursesword curses, words which are spoken over your life.
另外一种咒诅，它是透过有人他就是用话语直接的来咒诅你这种方式形成。
In Proverbs 18:21,
这个是在箴言的第十八章二十一节。
Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
他讲到生命和死亡都在舌头的权下。
So curses can be released against us.
所以这种就是可以有一种咒诅向我们释放。
By an authority figure.
是透过师长。
For example, a parent, father, mother, or teacher, or someone in authority speaking words and cursing us.
这个包括就是我们的长辈、父母、老师这一些或长官，他们对我们说出一些咒诅的话语。
Sometimes people say words over themselves and they curse themselves.
另外一种是有些人就会自我咒诅。
I'll never succeed.
比方说我做什么都不会成功。
That is cursing yourself.
那就是在咒诅自己。
That's not going to bring blessing around your life.
那绝对不会对你生命带来祝福。
Sometimes people working in spiritism curse others and it brings about a demonic spirit attacks them.
有一些人就是像我们在华人当中我们会讲所谓的养小鬼或下蛊就用这种行邪术的方式来对 另外一个人来施予咒诅
Deuteronomy 7 verse 34 and 35 it tells us some objects can bring cursing to our life
生命记的第七章35到37节还有讲到就是有一些的 某种的一些的物体也会对我们带来咒诅。
For example, idols.
比方说偶像。
The Bible says, "Don't bring idols into your house."
圣经讲到不要把偶像带到家里。
Don't bring things associated with occult practices into your house.
也不要把一些跟异端邪术有关的物体带到你的家。
They become an open door for evil spirits.
你只要一带进来，它就会让这个邪灵就进入到你家中。
So these are some of the doorways through which spirits come in.
所以刚刚举的一些例子，就是让你去知道是怎么样的我们打开门让邪灵进来。
The Bible has examples of people who experienced cursing upon them.
圣经也让我们看到有一些人他们是怎么样的遭遇咒诅。
And you'll notice in each case it was because of some sin, some activity they did that opened the door for that cursing.
从这些人身上我们仔细去看就会发现原来是他们犯了一些什么样的错误以至于咒诅临到他们。
So when you look into the family line of that person,You see, there are repeated patterns of problems.
而且你可以从他这个人身上也看到，因为他的关系，他整个家族都有这样的问题。
For example, King David, a famous king in Israel.
比方说，这个以色列的很有名的王大卫王。
In 2 Samuel 12 and verse 10,
在撒母耳记下的第十二章第十节
it tells us a curse came into his family line.
这个地方讲到说。有一个咒诅会临到他整个家族。
God said the sword will never depart from your family.
因为神他讲到说刀剑必永不离开你的家。
Meaning there would be violence and death in the family.
意思就是在他的整个家族当中就会不断的有暴力还有死亡。
And the reason was because David had committed adultery and when the girl got pregnant he covered it up by murdering the husband.
这一切都是因为当初大卫贪恋别人的妻子不仅这样，他还杀了那个丈夫。
So when you look in David's family line,
所以你只要看大卫他的后代。
There is sexual sin, there's rape, there's murder, there's treachery of all kinds.
你就会看到他整个后代的子孙，他充满的就是暴力行为，或者是彼此的出卖，或者是就是杀人这样的行为。
So sometimes when we see these problems, we don't connect them to something someone did.
可是有的时候，我们自己本身接触到一些这样的状况，我们不会马上想到是跟对方他的一些咒诅有关。
In 2 Kings chapter 5 and verse 27.
在这个列王记下第五章
There's a man called Gehazi.
里面讲到这个基哈西
And a king came,
general.
A general came who had leprosy and he was healed of his leprosy.
在列王记下第五章是讲到有一个这个乃曼的这个将军他因为长了大麻风所以他要来找以色列的一个先知。
And Elijah, the man of God who was responsible for the healing,
那一次呢他就是来找这个叫以利亚这位先知。
Did not want to receive any gift.
那以利亚他并不想要收他的任何礼物。
He wanted a relationship with the man.
他其实是想要跟这个乃曼将军建立一个关系。
But a servant followed the man.
可是呢，没有想到以利亚的仆人，他就去跟着那一个人，就去欺骗这个乃曼将军。
And asked for silver and gold and garments.
事后他就私底下去跟乃曼将军要这些金银财宝。
As a result of that, he and his family became cursed with leprosy.
最后因为这样子，就让乃曼将军的麻风就临到他跟他家人身上。
So we see two examples here now.
所以我们现在看到两个例子。
Sexual sin and murder resulted in violence and sexual sin in the family line.
一个就是在性上面犯错，还有杀人的罪，就让他的家族也犯同样这种问题。
Stealing and lying opened the doorway for physical sickness in Gehazi.
那第二个基哈西的问题就是他去偷窃、欺骗，然后就造成他家里跟家族的人都生病。
There are many examples like that in the Bible.
其实圣经里还有很多这样的例子。
So how can we be free?Of these curses.
接下来我们来看，我们怎么样的能够脱离这些咒诅的自由
？How can we be free of generational curses?
怎么样的脱离这种祖先家族的咒诅
？The first part of our freedom is realizing what Jesus has done for us and responding.
首先，第一个很重要的是，我们要先知道耶稣基督已经为了我们这一切的咒诅付了代价。
So let's read again what the Bible said in Galatians chapter 3.
我们再一次来看新约里头。
Now, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law.
他讲到说，耶稣基督他已经为了救赎我们受了咒诅。
He became a curse for us.
他为了我们受咒诅。
Because cursed is everyone who dies on a tree.
因为凡挂在木头上的都是被咒诅的。
So that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ.
十四节便叫亚伯拉罕的福音，基督耶稣可以临到外邦人。
And we might receive the promise of the Holy Spirit by faith.
使我们因着信就可以得着所应许的圣灵。
So Christ paid the price.
所以基督已经付代价。
When he died on the cross,
当他死在十字架上。
He carried all our sins.
他把我们的罪都带上去。
He took away all our sins.
拿走我们一切的罪。
He removed them.
他已经完全除开了。
By dying as our representative,
代表我们死亡。
As our representative,
代替我们死亡
He died on our behalf.
所以他是为我们而死
He won the victory over sin. He rose again from the grave.
当他三天后死里复活，就胜过死亡
So we can be free of sin, our own failures.
好，让我们能够完全脱离我们自己的罪跟咒诅
And he died on a cross.
然后他死在十字架上
Many, many years ago, hundreds of years before God said, cursed is any man who dies on a cross.
在几千年前，神很清楚地讲到，被挂在木头上的那种人是受咒诅的
So Jesus carried the curses.
所以基督他挂在十字架上
That we could be blessed.
为的是让我们蒙福。
How are we blessed?
那我们怎么蒙福？
We receive the Spirit of God into our life.
就是我们接受神的灵。
By faith.
透过信心。
And of course, we address and deal with the curses as well.
那当然，我们也要同时面对我们的罪和咒诅。
Curses are associated with sin and demonic spirits.
那因为咒诅是跟我们的罪还有邪灵相关。
Blessing is associated with connection to the Holy Spirit.Through faith in Jesus Christ.
那祝福是借由我们相信耶稣基督，然后就跟圣啊、神的灵、圣灵连接。
So how am I going to get free of generational curses?
对我们来讲，怎么样的能够从祖先的咒诅得释放
？So ask the Holy Spirit, ask God to show you.
第一个，你可以来向求神来向你光照。
Are there curses operating in my life?
这样的一个咒诅怎么会发生？
If there are curses operating in my life,
如果我生命里有咒诅
the first thing I need to do is see it and recognize it.
第一个，我一定要先找出原因。
First step to all freedom.
所以这是要得到所有自由的第一步。
Is to recognize the problem.
就是要找出问题。
Has there been a problem in your family line?
你就去想想，你家族是不是有这个问题？拜偶像
，spiritism，
或者是做这个就是从事跟灵界的这种活动。
Addictions, mental problems.
或者是某些上瘾的行为，精神的错乱。
Emotional problems, sexual sin problems.
情感的问题，精神崩溃，或者是一些身体的问题。
Sicknesses that won't go away.
或者是身体容易生病。
Problems with barrenness.
或者是不孕。
Or problems with the womb.
子宫的问题。
Suicides or accident proneness.
自杀容易发生意外事故。
If there've been any of these things in the family line,
就想想你家族是不是都有这些状况。
Then when you just recognize them and come to Christ.
那只要发现了，你就来到基督面前。
So here's the steps out of it.
那我们来看这个步骤。
Number one.
第一。
I need to recognize that there's a problem.
我必须先承认我有这个问题。
I need to recognize that something in my life is operating that's affecting me.
我必须先承认，也先认出我生命确实有一种无形的力量在运行。所以我要来到耶稣基督面前。
And we need to come to Him and invite Christ into your life.
那当你来到基督面前，你就要邀请他进入你生命。
Jesus, I turn to you.
你就说，耶稣，我要转向你。
I receive you as my Savior.
我要接受你成为我的救主。
And I ask you to break the curses of my life.
我也求你来断开我身上的咒诅。
We need to repent of sin.
我们也接下来我们要为我们的罪悔改。
To repent of sin means to turn away from it.
所谓的悔改就是要转离我们的罪
行。If we or our family have done things that are wrong, turn from it.
即使是我们的家族所犯的罪，我们也要离开，然后我们要向他来承认。
1 John 1:9.
这是约翰一书第一章第九节。
The Bible tells us.
圣经说。
We confess our sins.
只要当我们承认我们的过犯。
He is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us.
神是信实的，是公义的，他就必饶恕我们一切过犯。
Thirdly, we need to release forgiveness to those who open the door to these curses.
第三个步骤就是我们要饶恕我们家族当中所犯的这些罪。
Releasing them from a debt that they should put this right.
我们要释放这些犯罪的这些人，然后把他们交给神。
Then we need to renounce the cursings.
接下来我们就要废除透过话语。
Speak words to break their power.
透过说话的方式废除这些的罪和咒诅。
Reach out to Jesus.
然后。来伸向神
to set us free.
来靠近耶稣求他来释放我们我们 再重复一次 这些步骤
we need to recognize we have a problem.
第一我们要先辨认出我们有问题
and turn to Jesus Christ.
然后转向基督
to receive him into our heart and life.
接受他成为我们的救主
by believing he died on the cross for us.
透过我们相信他为了我们的罪死在十字架上
Second, we need to turn away from sin and from actions which have grieved God and confess them to him.
第二个步骤就是我们要转离所有这些会叫神的心忧伤的这一切罪行。
Then release forgiveness to family members who open the doorway for cursing.
第三就是如果这些罪是我们的家族所犯的，那我们就要来承认为他们，然后饶恕他们。
Speak words to break the curses.
然后接下来就是透过话语的方式废除这些咒诅。
And reach out to Jesus to set us free.
然后我们要靠近耶稣，求他来帮助我们，释放我们。
We would love to pray for you.
接下来我们想要为你们祷告
Wherever you're sitting,
不管你现在在哪里
or listening or watching,
在听或者在看我们的节目
God is with you.
神都已经在你身边
You need to know God loves you.
你必须知道神爱你
He loves you so deeply.
他非常爱你
He sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross for your sins.
为了你的罪差派他的爱子耶稣基督死在十字架上
To represent you.
代替你
And pay the price to set you free from all curses.
付了一切的这个代价，然后让你可以得到自由。
So you can be positioned to be blessed.
好，让你能够进入蒙福之地。
So wherever you are right now,
所以不管你现在在哪里
I want to lead you in a prayer.
我要带着你一起做一个祷告。
Please listen to the words of the prayer.
请你听我们的祷告。
Follow my interpreter.
跟着这个我们翻译来说。
And then when we finish the prayer,
当我们说完这个祷告
I will pray for the curses to break.
我就会为你来做一个断开咒诅的祷告。命令这些邪灵离开
and blessing to come upon your life.
然后释放祝福临到你的生命
Are we ready now?
预备好了吗
Okay, just close your eyes wherever you are
现在不管在哪里都请你闭上眼睛
And follow me in this prayer
跟着我们一起来祷告
Father in heaven, I come to you in Jesus' name
亲爱的天父我奉耶稣基督的名来到你面前
Thank you for loving me and sending Jesus to die on the cross for my sins
谢谢你爱我才派耶稣基督为我的罪来到世上
Today I turn away from sin
今天我要离开我的罪。
Lord Jesus, I receive you as my Savior.
主耶稣，我要接受你成为我生命的救主。
I ask you to forgive all of my sins.
求你赦免我一切的过犯。
I give my life to you.
我将我的生命献给你。
I receive your forgiveness.
我要接受你的饶恕。
I receive your spirit into my heart.
我现在也接受你的灵进入我生命。
Today I declare Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord.
今天我宣告耶稣基督是我生命的救主。
Lord, I turn away from all sin associated with idolatry and sexual sin.
是的，主，我从现在开始，我要转离所有一切拜偶像的罪，还有这种性上面的罪。
I renounce all generational curses.
我要废除所有一切从祖先家族来的咒诅。
That have come upon my family line.
这些咒诅来到我家族身上。
That have come upon me.
也来到我身上。
Because my family sin.
是因为我家族犯了罪。
Or because I have sinned.
或者是我自己犯了罪。
I renounce and cancel those curses now.
现在我要废除所有这些的咒诅。
I forgive the family members.
我现在要饶恕我家族里面每一个成员。
Open the door to those spirits.
不管他们是谁犯了罪，打开门让邪灵进来。
Lord, I reach out to you now.
主，我现在要来伸向你。
I ask you to set me free of curses.
我求你现在来帮助我释放我。
Set me free of evil spirits.
释放我脱离这些邪灵。
And I receive your blessing now.
我现在来领受你给我的祝福。
I am a blessed person.
我是一个蒙福的人。
Keep your eyes closed for a moment.
现在请你继续闭上眼睛。
As I speak and break the curses off your life.
现在是我要对你来祷告，断开这些咒诅。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
奉耶稣基督的名。
I break all generational curses.
我要断开所有祖先的咒诅。
I break the power of agreements your family members have entered into with evil spirits.
我要断开从家族来的这一些跟邪灵所有一切的连结。
I break curses of poverty.
断开贫穷的灵。
I break curses of sickness.
断开生病的咒诅。
I break curses of failure.
断开失败的咒诅。
I break curses of family breakdown.
断开这种家庭分裂的咒诅。
I break curses of sexual perversion.
断开这些错误性行为的咒诅。
I command tormenting spirits.
我现在命令这个折磨的邪灵。
Go now in Jesus' name.
现在完全的离开，奉耶稣基督的名。
I command you release those people.
我命令你要完全释放这些人。
I command you go from their life.
也命令你现在完全离开他们生命。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
奉耶稣基督的名。
I release blessing upon you.
我现在向你释放神的祝福。
I command be healed in your body.
我也命令你的身体要得到医治。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
I command be freed in your mind.
我要命令你的心思意念得到释放。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
I command tormenting spirits.
我命令折磨的邪灵。
Go in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名，命令你现在离开。
Now, Lord, let your peace come.
是的，主，让你的平安临到他们。
Let your love come.
让你的爱临到他们。
Jesus, we give you the honor today.
是的，主耶稣，我们把一切的荣耀归给你。
I pray you bless each person.
我求你来祝福每一个观众朋友。
And they'll walk from this day in that blessing.
他们从今天开始，人生就走在祝福里。
Amen.